item four before John and Paul fall asleep over there. We're going to consider and take possible action on leave cash out assumption for tier safety C. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the board. I'm Paul Angelo, joined with my colleague John Monroe from Siegel in San Francisco. And we are we have two agenda items, closely related but definitely separable. The first one, it all has to do with the treatment of leave cash out. The first item is, and these are both, I think, reconsiderations with a small r. The first one actually looks at the assumptions. We were asked to examine in particular the assumption for one particular rate group, which we did, and we are recommending a change in that assumption. Then we will have an item, the next item, which talks about implementing the decision that was made by the board last August to include the cash out, the effect of the cash outs and the cost of the cash outs through the cash out assumption, to include that in the member basic rates. When we had that discussion last August, we presented that in the nuts and bolts, there are two ways to do it, and you need to pick one. But we'll start with the item that's been announced by the chair. You have a letter that says, leave cash out assumptions used in annual actuarial evaluation, including proposed change to safety tier C assumption. This letter is dated January 22nd. That's no help because the other letter is also dated January 22nd. We can sort of, this gets into a lot of detail because, to review the background, in 1997 you adopted a policy that determining which pay items were included. 2010, you made a change for members whose membership date is in 2011 or later. 2012, under Assembly Bill 197, in effect, the change that you made for people who came in 2011 or later was made retroactive to everybody. While that's in litigation, there was a judgment that would indicate that would stand, and the board decided to direct the actuary to proceed on that basis. So then in July 2014, I'm on page two of the letter, that we would you would tell us to do the 2013 valuation on that basis. And then there also were other changes that affected what we colloquially call terminal pay, but is now we're referring to it as the leave cash outs. So that meant that we had to go in and come up with assumptions for each of the tiers, each of the rate groups, of what's the expected leave cash out. And we proposed a table, which is on page three, and this is what was adopted by the board and was used in the 2013 valuation. What we are now proposing, by direction by the board, we are proposing a change in that assumption that would be then used in the 2014 valuation. And if you look at the top of page three, it's really all about where you see it says cost group nine. Okay, cost group nine, that is that's the tier C, safety tier C. You'll see it says 0.25, and we're recommending that be changed to 0.00, and we'll talk about why. So how is this normally assumption? This is an interesting example where an assumption that normally is based upon data, you know, well, if you don't have any data because it's a new group of people and no one's retiring yet, you sometimes have to look at more at the underlying documents, basically what are the contract provisions to see what's the appropriate assumption. The issue that was raised when we discussed this with the board at the August 13th, 2014 meeting was, you know, people who are in cost group 9, which is the safety tier C, said, wait a second, we're not getting any of this leave cash out, that it's not possible for us to get this, so how can there be an assumption that even a small assumption like 0.25? And there's a little bit of actuarial conservatism here. Bottom of page three, we walk through all the items that go in there, but page four is where we get to really the action. As I've already stated, after the bold heading at the August 14th, significant discussion of the 0.25, and what we say in the next paragraph, this is classic actuary, the actual experience during the period 2010 through 2013, those 3 years, there was only one safety tier C retiree, and that person had no leave cash out. So you might think, well, gee, that's real easy. Then you set the assumption to be zero because it matches your data. Well, we talk about whether data has credibility. One person is about as low credibility as you can get. The only thing lower is have nobody. So the idea of anchoring the assumption to the fact that one member didn't, we might have thought, didn't happen to have any leave cash out. So we said, well, we'll lower it, but we won't lower it all the way to zero. Lower it to 0.25, because that's what we do. So then we were asked to go back. We worked closely with Kurt and with your staff and really drilled down into what's really going on in the contract provisions of safety tier C. It's all described there at the bottom of page 4. If you cut through it all, it looks like pretty much nobody is going to get leave cash out, which, of course, is consistent with what we heard from the public comment at that August meeting. But we did also look in there, and so now on the top of page 5, there was one individual. Everybody except that one individual is covered under the Deputy Sheriff's Association rank and file MOU, which on the previous page it says no leave cash out. Next paragraph, there's one safety tier C member currently covered under the unrepresented management resolution, who would be permitted to sell back vacation leave. However, we are told by staff, as an elected department head, this individual does not accrue vacation leave, and his only employment with Contra Costa thus far was as an elected department head. So there's only one group where you could possibly get leave cash out. There's only one person in there, and that person, for other reasons, is not going to be eligible for this. So at this point, even the actuaries can agree that it would be reasonable to assume no leave cash out for that group, and that's the recommended change in the assumption.
So moved.
How am I doing?
Second.
What's the motion?
I would move that consistent with the recommendation from our actuaries on page 5 of the January 22 letter, that we reduce the safety tier C leave cash out assumption from 0.25% to 0% effective with the December 31, 2014 actuarial evaluation.
I'll second that.
Deborah?
I'm perfectly in favor of the motion. I just have one question. So what happens if that department head is not elected next year or unelected?
Well, and my question is, that department head is, why would they be in safety tier C? Because currently Sheriff Livingston was not a former county employee, and he would be the only one that I could think of.
He is the one, I think. Isn't he the one we're talking about?
Well, that's what my question is. I don't even know how he could have accrued any of this, because before he was elected sheriff, he wasn't a county employee. He was
as Concord's chief.
Right. But it's just odd to me, because I don't know how he could have accrued any of this, because we took action, actually before I was on the Board of Supervisors, to say that any elected department head could not get leave cash out. So anyway, it's just...
He can't accrue it, I suppose.
But your question is, if he's not elected, then he's...
Okay, I had no idea we were talking about the sheriff, so I understand now.
He's unemployed if he's not elected.
There's 6 elected department heads.
Got it.
It's a different category.
Okay.
I knew this was too easy.
Any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
See?
Carry.
Okay.
Rolling now.
Yay.
Rolling.
We're getting somewhere.